Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT.
I am a liberal media major. I also just got a license to Freedom Microchip. As since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom Microchip, I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom Chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom Chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom Chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom Chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. So there is a new federal rule that just passed that you need to know about, because it is going to make people with good credit start having to pay more to buy a house. And on the other hand, those who have lower credit scores will end up getting discounts that will help them to save money when buying a house.
New federal rule is going to make it more expensive to buy a home, not because you make more money, but simply if you have good credit.
People with higher credit scores may pay more in upfront mortgage fees, while those with lower credit scores will pay less.
So I'm about to tell you that magical credit score number that will determine if you'll be getting that discount or if you'll be in that number to pay more. And I'm going to tell you the type of home loans this is going to affect and everything else you need to know about what just went down. What's up, guys? This is Monique, and welcome back to the channel. I am back with the news that you can use, but first, if you are new here, hello, bonjour, hola, aloha, konnichiwa, wagwan, shalom, assalamu alaikum, jambo, namaste. So I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but we need to talk about this today because there has been a lot of confusion around this topic. People are saying that this new mortgage rule that just went live on May 1st is going to cause people with higher credit scores to end up paying more on their mortgage. And the reason that they'll be paying more is to cover that discount that the government is trying to give to people that have lower credit scores. But before we jump into all of that, we are going to be digging through to find out what's true and what's not. We first need to start from the beginning. So when you get a mortgage loan to buy a house, there are many different fees that go into that price that you have to pay. And one of those fees is called a loan level pricing adjustment. And that is basically a fee that mortgage lenders charge you as a borrower to make up for the risk associated with them giving you a loan. Now, the amount that you will have to pay is going to depend on many different factors, such as what your credit score is, how much money you're putting down. It'll also depend on what type of property you're getting. And there is a fee structure, basically a sheet that these lenders look at, that is set by the Federal Housing Finance Agency that determines how much they can charge you. And if you're confused by this at all, it's basically like car insurance. If you are out here driving around like you are trying to get a role in the next Fast and Furious and being reckless, then of course you are going to be charged a higher car insurance premium as opposed to somebody out here who's driving around safely. They'll be charged less. Now, I'm sure many people have not even heard of this loan level pricing adjustment because of the fact that this is usually added into your mortgage interest rate. So that's a little bit of the backstory. We had to lay the foundation to figure out how that works so we can understand what just happened with these mortgages and why people with higher scores may end up paying more money. So what's going on is President Biden and the housing agency are both focused on making home ownership more accessible and affordable for disadvantaged people. Basically, that's the people that have low income and low credit scores, and they typically end up being people of color. So in their attempt to help with that, on May 1st, they ended up updating those fees that we just talked about that are charged when it comes to mortgages. So what is that magical credit score number that everyone's talking about is going to determine if you're paying more or less? Well, according to the New York Post, under the new rules, high credit buyers with scores ranging from 680 and above will see an increase in their mortgage costs. And applicants who place 15 to 20% down payments are the ones who are expected to see the highest increase in those fees. And so this is where the uproar is happening. A lot of people are feeling like they have worked hard to get their credit scores together, or they've spent their entire life making sure that they keep those scores up. But it seems like they are being punished for their good work. But that's not the only reason that people are upset, and we're going to get to that in a second. But let me tell you the type of loans that this change is going to impact. So this rule applies to conventional loans, and that will be any loan that is guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And during the pandemic, those Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgage loans accounted for about 60% of all of the new mortgages. So that is a pretty significant amount of people that this will impact. And just to clear the air before y'all even ask me, is my loan impacted? Is this type of loan affected by it? So like I said, this will only apply to conventional loans. And the loans that it will not apply to is FHA loans, VA loans, and USDA loans. So I talked a lot about what's going on with the people that have higher credit scores. But for those who have lower credit scores, then you will be seeing a drastic decrease in the amount of that loan level pricing adjustment that you will be charged. Because of the fact, again, like I said, they're trying to make buying a home more affordable for everyone. So they are discounting people that have lower credit scores. And that's what's making a lot of people mad, because they feel like the only way that the government is even able to do this is by charging people with good credit scores higher prices. So they feel like they are the ones that's paying for the people that have lower credit scores, and they feel like that's not fair. So let me know so far what you think about this down in the comments. Now, I do want to clear some things up, because there has been a lot of confusion, like I said earlier. So let's get to the truth here, what's really going on. And something I wanted to bring to the table is what the Federal Housing Finance Agency's director, whoo, that was a tongue twister, but what they recently said, and that is that higher credit score borrowers are not being charged more so that lower credit score borrowers can pay less. The updated fees generally increase as credit scores decrease for any given level of down payment. And that came directly from the director's mouth. So what does that even mean? Let me paint a clear picture about what these fees will look like for a person with higher credit and for a person with lower credit. So according to experts, based on this new fee structure, it's a matrix, and I'll put a link down below just so that you can see what it is. You may not understand it by looking at it, but I just want to supply where I'm getting a lot of this information from. But someone buying a $400,000 home that has a 740 credit score and a 20% down payment will see their fees increase from what it would have normally been, was about $2,000 that they would have had to pay, but now they have to pay $3,500. That's the person with the higher credit score, and they're seeing an increase of about $1,500. So they're paying somewhere around $3,500. Let's put that number to the side. Now the home buyer with a score of maybe about 640, and they are putting 3% down, they will notice a substantial decrease in the amount that they have to pay, because what they normally would have had to pay, according to these experts, is $11,000. But with the update, they will have to now pay $6,000. So the person with the higher credit score is paying $3,500, which is an increase for them, but the person with the lower credit score will be paying about $6,000 in this situation. And this is just examples, y'all, for you to understand what this looks like. Not that this is set in stone, not that this is exact numbers, but this is what it would look like for a person with a higher credit score and one with a lower credit score. So at the end of the day, the person with the lower credit score is still going to end up paying more money than the person with the higher credit score. They are just receiving a discount, but even with the discounted price, they will still end up paying way more than a person who has a higher credit score. So I just wanted to clear that up. I want you guys to really understand that part, because again, like I said, a lot of people are feeling like the people with the higher credit scores are just the ones that are having to pay a whole lot of money, and many people may not feel like they even need to work on their credit anymore. So I wouldn't just go out here and say I'm not going to worry about fixing my credit anymore, because you will still see less fees than a person with a lower credit score. Now, let me know down in the comments, do you think this is fair? Now, me personally, I just feel like, why not give the discount to everybody across the board? Or at least don't raise the fees for the people with the higher credit scores. You can discount those who may need it, because there are people out there that really do need some help, and I don't want to knock anybody from getting help. But at least don't increasing on one end and decreasing on the other. Let it stay the same. Oh, you know what? Just decrease it across the board. Just let everybody have it. But let me know what you think about this again down in the comments. I really want to know how you feel, what your thoughts are on this. And as I continue to get updates about any kind of financial news or any news in general, you know I'm going to be bringing it to you. So other than that, if you have not liked this video, please go ahead and like it for me. Although you may not like what was said, your like does help me out, and I really appreciate it. But we are out.
We now will hear from Ranking Member of the Course Subcommittee, Senator Kennedy of Louisiana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Americans may be poorer under the Biden administration, but they are not stupid. They know what's going on here. I remember the Democratic leader's words of March 4th, 2020, on the steps of the United States Supreme Court, like they were yesterday. "I want to tell you, Gorsuch," he said, not Justice Gorsuch, Gorsuch. "I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Wow. Just wow. I think Matthew 12:36 is correct. "For by thy words you shall be justified, and by thy words you shall be condemned." Now, the sad truth is that some, not all, some of my Democratic colleagues have been on a crusade to undermine the United States Supreme Court's legitimacy and the credibility of the federal judiciary for years. Today's hearing is the next chapter in their federal past, and they execution that's for God's sakes. Washington Post verdict afterward. In other words, they gave him a fair and impartial firing squad. Then we saw the high-tech lynching of Justice Clarence Thomas. Then, for the first time in history, they weaponized the filibuster to kill Mr. Miguel Estrada's nomination, and they also demonized Justice Janice Rogers Brown, a very fine person. When the United States Senate confirmed three new Supreme Court justices, which the loon wing of the Democratic Party loathed, the campaign of threats ratcheted up. You remember the shouts. "Let's pack the court," they said. "Let's pack the court." And the political threats of some of the highest officials in our government fueled physical threats against the justices, and we know that. "You have released the whirlwind," the Democratic leader said. Incensed protesters took to the streets, not outside Congress, not outside the court, but outside the homes of Justice Roberts, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Thomas, and Justice Barrett. Federal law prohibits this intimidation, but the Biden Justice Department allowed it. "You will pay the price," the Democratic leader said. In that spirit, angry protesters publicized the location of the school that Justice Barrett's children attend. "You won't know what hit you," the Democratic leader said. A man with a gun, ammunition, knife, pepper spray, and zip ties went to a justice's home to assassinate him. Actually, his stated goal was to murder three justices. Not so suddenly, the ends justified the means for activists. Even inside the court itself, the Dobbs decision was not leaked by a left-wing blogger. Why? That's worth asking. You don't need to be Einstein's cousin to figure it out. They aren't getting their way. They aren't getting their way, so they want to change the rules. But the Constitution isn't a game, folks. And now some Democrats want Congress to override the Supreme Court of the United States and apply rules to its justices. The constitutional separation of powers means that no branch of the federal government can dictate how another should govern itself. That's black letter law. Now, why? This is to protect the people from abuse. The framers insulated the federal judiciary from political control to ensure that the justices would decide cases impartially. Impartially. Without fear of the kind of retaliation that fills the pages of some, not all, but some left-of-Lenin Democrats' playbook. Do my colleagues want the United States Supreme Court to tell Congress how to police itself? Even if Congress wrote a code of ethics for the Supreme Court, the court could rightly rule that code is unconstitutional. None of the laws we make here trump the United States Constitution. What's more, some Democrats want to use the lower courts as a cudgel against the highest court in the land by giving circuit judges the power to rule on whether justices should recuse themselves. Consider the conflicts of interest and the confusion that that would breed. Unless you peaked in high school, you must know they will be breathtaking. Now, the absence of an ethics code written by Congress in statute doesn't mean that justices lack guidance or accountability. Justices and judges routinely consult the existing code of conduct, and federal law already requires recusal in certain circumstances like bias or financial interest. We all know that. The justices are also subject to strict financial disclosure rules, just like my colleagues here. Not only is this Democratic proposal unconstitutional, it is unnecessary. The attacks on conservative justices are targeted. They're exaggerated. The alarmism is affected. The danger isn't that rogue justices are operating without ethics. It's that Democrats aren't winning every fight and they find that reality intolerable. I've been disappointed by Supreme Court opinions, too. But my Democratic colleagues should fill out a hurt feelings report and move on for the sake of the Constitution. Look, the agenda-driven story here is that Justice Thomas has a rich friend who had no business before the United States Supreme Court. For context, let's recall that history is littered with examples of public officials failing to disclose their every transaction. We can acknowledge it's required by law. It is. We can acknowledge it's the right thing to do. It is. But we can do that without maligning each justice's motives and the entire institution's credibility, for God's sakes. You know who else amended their disclosures because of inadvertent admissions? Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Stephen Breyer, two good people. Justice Jackson made multiple amendments 3 days 3 days after President Biden nominated her. Not one senator brought that up during her confirmation hearings. Not one of my colleagues here walked into her hearings with the buckets of mud that they've thrown against Justice Thomas. Not one. Nor should we have. In the last month, some, not all, but some Democrats and their media allies have hyped up attempted hit pieces on every Republican-appointed Supreme Court justice except for one. They've tried going after Justice Kavanaugh for buying baseball tickets, Justice Alito for having dinner with people who gossip, the wife of Chief Justice Roberts for hiring good lawyers, Justice Gorsuch for selling land in an LLC, which he properly disclosed, to a major donor to the Democratic Party, for God's sakes, who he's never even met, and Justice Thomas for having a rich friend. Justice Barrett, if you're listening, I hope you don't have library books overdue. If recent history is any indicator, you're next. Today's hearing is an excuse to sling more mud at an institution that some, not all, some Democrats don't like because they can't control it 100% of the time. And that's a fact, and everybody in this hearing room knows that. Until they get the outcome they want in every case, I fear they are going to continue to slander it in an effort to take control of it. And I pray to God I am wrong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy.
All right, and on that note, we are back. It's the Proof Negative Show, of course. I'm your host, Proof Negative. V, are you ready?
Holy crows. I'm on the radio. Your voice, well, dude.
What?
I didn't know you sounded like this. Gary, I hope you feel okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It's just allergies.
Man, it's like a rock and roll voice.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that good. I'll be back to normal in a day or two.
Good. Well,
the word on the street.
I don't know. You heard some military vet. I think he was a Marine. He choked out a homeless guy, killed him, and I think he did a chokehold on him. And the city hasn't revealed his name yet. It's starting to provoke protests. So happy to be home.
Okay. So I was going to start.
There's always something. Say again.
Since you're running late, I was going to do the Broccoli Man when you got back.
Oh yeah. Let's do it. Let me get over to my.
I didn't check any crypto news this week.
Neither did I. Believe it. It's been crazy. Ready.
So
oh,
this
that's
one,
it right there. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So here we have the millennials and talking about how the school is requiring gene therapy still.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So I'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
So, Jama, Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology says we need to get a new gene therapy within the next 10 days. You want to roll with me and Malik?
I don't know, B. Brandon said the COVID emergency is over.
I'm not sure why they are still forcing the gene therapies.
Sugar, can I roll with you? I will go get my gene therapy with you and my life partner.
No, Mike. You are not allowed in my car. You bees is white. I don't let white people in my car. I am not a racist like you.
I understand. I am cursed with my skin color and there is nothing I can do to change it. I deserve every punishment I get because I do not have black skin.
I am so glad that SHIT charges white peoples more money than black peoples for educations now.
I agree. It is so loving and liberal.
My parent 1 and parent 2 said I am not allowed to get any more gene therapies. I hope I do not have to leave SHIT. I applied to go to Central University of North Tennessee. CUNT does not force gene therapies and make the students wear scams all day.
I'm not sure why you believe all that racist ish now. If you ask any and you do not take gene therapies, and you do not wear a scam on your face, those are all microaggressions that show you hate black people. You need to show you are black by getting a gene therapy.
But sugar, I was told 47 gene therapies ago that any one I get I could die. I have already died several times and it is a miracle that somehow they were able to revive me. I am literally in the Guinness Book of World Records for most heart attacks by a single person, B. We just cannot do it anymore, player.
Jamar, will you quit trying to play your white privilege card? Only white people are trying to be as racist.
For real, B. I have had 76 gene therapies. I have ports and pick lines on my person. I have been dead way too many times. I want to stay alive and get my liberal studies degree. You forgot that I'm black and Puerto Rican? How can I hate black people if I am already black?
You little crybaby biznitch. You need to show support for the Democrat Party by wearing a scam and getting your gene therapies. Oh no. It's that Green Jones again. That loser's a something ducker for real.
That person won't even tell us his pronouns. Plus he is very angry that I'm a trans and my girlfriend is trying to get me pregnant. Oh dear, I called my girlfriend the wrong pronoun again. I hate when she punches me in my ball sack and then I have to go to Amy at General Hope Soul to get my junk fixed. Please, whatever you do, do not tell Malik that I called her the wrong pronouns.
You act like I care. You bees is white, so I have zero F's to give. Besides, I already sent their text and they said the Miss Benelecci feels them fists when they get home. I hate all white peoples because you bees as racists. I can't wait for Michael Robertson Obama bees as president. Then they will arrest everyone who bees is or acts white.
I don't know about that, B. Arresting people for having the wrong skin color seems kinda sketch and racist to me.
Then you shouldn't bees as a racist.
I was told I would get a hood pass because I do drag queen story time and show my junks to the kids. Showing your junks to children makes up some of my privilege because I'm doing it for the children.
Yes. Let me catch you doing that and you be arrested for many years. Maybe decades.
You need to stop being so genderist. Leave those black trans peoples alone.
I do not understand why you all want to show your junk to children. I can't go there, bro.
That is because you are too cisgendered. You don't know what it's like to be trans.
How would you know what it's like to be a trans? You still have your junk. You have not transitioned and have no plans to whack off your stuff.
That is none of your business. I can keep my junk and still be a trans. It's not fair that I cannot be on the woman's track and field advanced because I have my junk. Discrimination sucks.
Dude, if you get rid of your junk, then wouldn't you be a trans? You would be transitioning then. I don't understand it, B. Because if you have a junk, then you never transition, player.
You are just upset that you do not get periods all the time like I do. I can't wait for Bud Light to put me on the beer cans. Just me and my girdle with my period showing on my panties.
That is gross, B. When I get my periods I don't tell anyone. Unless I need to borrow a tampon.
You are no longer a Democrat, Chiamata. You need to support Brandon no matter what.
That's not true, B. I like what Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying. He is against mandatory gene therapies and does not want to force everyone to wear scams on their face.
He sounds like a fascist dictator. I bet he does not even want to ban straight people getting married. I heard they want to pass a law saying if you are trans, you can go completely naked if you like. If someone complains I am naked, I can just tell them I am trans. Then I could hit them with a hate crime and they will be arrested if they do not apologize and provide a discount for offending me.
We also need to ban all white peoples and cisgendered peoples from owning guns. You should only be allowed to own a gun if you are black trans. That is only fair.
But then wouldn't all criminals just say they are trans? Just like they do when they get caught with a crime and they ask to go into a women's prison?
You are just upset that when my girlfriend Malik commits a crime, she demands to go to a women's prison. She has gotten 3 other women pregnant already. Now if only she can get me pregnant.
Hey everyone. Don't become liberals like these clowns. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for the Proof Negative radio show. He will keep you up to date on all the real news that all the fake news outlets are too scared to talk about. That is freedomizerradio.com.
Bleep anyone that is not for telling us what we want to hear. That's why I only support the peoples that fake news tells me to. If you are not for communism, then you are a fascist.
Alright, I hope that one was okay.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I laughed in a few parts. I had to mute myself because I'm moving pots and pans around. Like, only black trans people can own guns. Like, what? Holy crap. Imagine. What a world. And then here comes Broccoli Man making sense. But the period part. Oh, my God.
I do have a question, though. If you're a dude, how can you be trans if you have no... no interest in transitioning?
Yeah, that's the thing. A couple of my lesbian friends and some people on Facebook pointed out that there were dudes that were content with keeping their beard, not even attempting to look feminized at all, and mm-hmm. calling themselves lesbians and putting themselves on these dating apps. Like, I don't know, dude. It's not really convincing. But then, you know, it was like an invasion of space. Like, okay, you're a lesbian. Like, that's funny. You're trying to be funny? Because then they're like, oh, you're transphobic because, you know, I have a girl, D-Y-C-K. And it's like, you're supposed to do what with that? Because lesbians are not into that.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, if you're really a supporter, you know, then you don't point that out. You don't embarrass them with this truth. Yeah. Some inconvenient truth.
Right, exactly.
Like, even lesbian apps.
You missed last week's Broccoli Man, so I wanted to get that in.
Yeah, thank you. That was funny. The scary voice one always scares me, sounding like Satan. Or what I imagine Satan sounds like. I'm looking in my sink for something, so forgive me. Misplaced a knife, and I'm trying to find it. So yeah, this week, normally I'm on top of my crypto, but this week was really hectic. It was like a lot of hours of work, a lot of late nights. We had a lot of storms, and that kept a lot of people from getting to and from work on time, including myself. Like, I left work. It took me an hour and a half to drive home, but it's normally a 40-minute drive. So, you know, stuff like that. I was exhausted pretty much all week. I didn't even pay attention. But I did last week. I always try to invest, like I said, a little bit in everything. I did do that, but, excuse me, I've been not keeping up with the news this week. My son is reminding me that I should stay on top of my poo coins, you know, the shit coins, the little ones.
Yeah.
And he's staying on top of his NFTs. He's still trying to get a lot of them for free so that he can sell them for a profit. but I have yet to open an OpenSea account so that I can get NFTs for myself. I just find it to be a bit excessive, considering all that I'm already investing in already, you know? I think I inhaled, like, a whole furball of lint, too, like, moving the mattress and stuff like that. Under the bed, there was a whole ton of dust and shoeboxes and stuff, and they were just all coated with this gray film of dust. And I was like, I feel like I inhaled something big and fluffy. So forgive me for clearing my throat like that.
Oh, well, it's better than what I'm doing.
Oh, no, I can't imagine. Are you using a neti pot right now?
No, I'm not. I'm using green tea and vitamin C right now.
Oh, that's not bad. Excuse me. I need some of that. I feel kind of clogged up now. It's gross. So the world is going to hell slowly, right?
All right.
I'm sure you saw the Navy. The Navy has, like, a new representative. It's another trans person. I'm sure you saw
that.
And
they're wondering why nobody's signing up to join the Navy.
Right. They're about to fall short by, like, 8,000 recruits. Or enlisters, however they call it. The NYPD calls it recruits. I'm sure the military doesn't need that term.
Yeah, because that's the most important thing about a world war, is to make sure that your Navy is trans.
Right. And inclusive. It's all about diversity.
Yeah. Because that's what matters on the front lines.
Exactly. Or out there at sea in the midst of war. And meanwhile, you have Russia and Korea and China showing tough guy videos, like, you know, be a man, be tough, showing men fighting out there and screaming in the training in front of their president, and the kids in China learning how to take apart a gun and putting it back together in record time. But here we are. Diversity is our strength. Load of crap.
So let's go ahead and take care of liberal person. This is my favorite character, actually. I probably need to use them more.
Oh, you called them a them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's appropriate. All right. Let me see.
All right, so liberal double standards. Featuring liberal person. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person. I hate you so much. You are the something ducker of the year.
Hey, that's great. You can hate whomever you like.
You are not loving and liberal like me. You are just a dumb-proof negative listener. You do not wear scabs on your face. That means everyone knows you are just a dumb Republican and not loving and liberal. You need to put a bloody scam on that face.
Didn't you see all of the hundreds of studies that show that scam wearing seriously harmed your health? Especially with children. Many kids now have speech problems from wearing scams and their parents scam wearing too.
That does not affect me. I don't have any children. I also am vegan. I am a trans. And I also always vote Democrat because I am loving and liberal.
Wearing scams affects everyone.
It does not affect me because I vote Democrat. You do not do drag queen story time, so of course you are not considered human. Why do you not want us to diddle children? Even the United Nations says it is time to allow children of all ages to enjoy sexual relations. Why do you want to take rights away?
Children are not old enough to decide for themselves for what is right. No society in history has had X-rated be allowed and they stayed as a superpower. God dishes out punishment very harshly when you corrupt children. Plus, I will arrest you for doing so.
You do not have the right to stop any kids from doing whatever they want with their bodies. If they want to whack their weenies off, they need to have the right to do so. It is loving and liberal. As long as an adult gives consent, it should be acceptable.
Haven't you heard of no means no?
No means no is only for trans rights. You are not allowed to tell us what restroom to use. You also are not allowed to tell us to put our junks back in our pants. It is our right to be naked in front of children.
That sounds like a huge no-pathon. So help me, if you have children touching your junks, you are going behind bars for many years.
That is it, you something ducker. I am going to tell the media how racist and genderist you are. You should be arrested for not letting trans women compete in women's sports.
It is not fair for women who were born women to have to compete with those who were born as dudes. They have different chromosomes and different muscle sets.
You are a dumb biznitch who was too cisgendered to know the facts. If genderist people like Riley Gaines do not want to compete against trans women like Leah Thomas, they should start their own league.
They already have one. It is called women's sports.
Why are you Trump supporters so obsessed with having junks? You are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for not wanting to whack off your weenies or have your ovaries removed. I am extremely smart. I believe everyone hauled of their genders removed from their person when they are born. No ifs and or buts.
But that means that humanity will be extinct without new population being born.
If there is no more population, that does not affect me. I was already born, you ignorant piece of ish.
Without men and women, there will no more humanity. You need both genders to keep procreating and to make sure the earth still has population.
You something ducker. That is so genderist. There are billions of genders now. And you want to say there bees is only two. By the way, you need to get it straight in your brainless skull that two men can have a baby if they want. A man can get woman pregnant. And you are just an angry person for not allowing trans women in women's sports. Even Michael Robinson Obama agrees that Leah Thomas is a great trans swimmer. And Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. When you do not allow us to get freaky with the children and go into any restroom we choose, we will shoot you down. Adults need to be eradicated and wiped off the face of the earth. You are way too violent.
Please explain how you are calling us violent for not wanting you to corrupt our children and to not mess with their genders. But if we say no, you want to shoot everyone and burn their houses down. Isn't Antifa the most violent organization in the United States?
You are something ducker and a liar. Even CNN says Antifa does not exist. And they said that Antifa is a peaceful organization. The worstest violent people in America is you fools who believe in prayer. We need to put you people in a FEMA camp for wanting to have a religion. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
Why are you wanting to do away with people for having a religion of their choice?
If you have a religion, that does not affect me. I am an atheist.
Maybe you need a religion so you can know what is wrong.
You people that have a religion are always so angry. You conservatives are never happy. You something duck hairs have too many kids and too many guns. We need to use our Second Amendment to shoot you fools because you are way too violent, and if you do not agree with us, you racist white people are killing black people in droves.
Why is it you do not know the worst killings are in big cities in Chicago? And they are black on black crime.
See? I knew it. You have to bring race into everything. That is why you are too racist and need to be put in that FEMA camp. Even though they do not exist, you are also a speciesist for believing that the Earth should still have humans on it. All the globalists are smart when they say the Earth needs to get rid of humans.
Doesn't that mean they are coming for you also?
If they want to kill humans, that does not affect me. I have allies and a gut freedom microchip. We also need to kill all animals, plants, and even chop down all the trees and bury them in the ground. We need to save the planet. I am glad they are starting to ban rice. Rice uses water. We are also finna ban cows and make them extinct.
Without rice, over half the planet will starve. More billions will starve without meat products. How do you think people are supposed to feed themselves without meat, rice, or vegetables?
If the whole world starves, that does not affect me.
I said I am a trans and a vegan. Why are you not proud of me?
Just because you choose to eat junk food and drink soda, does not make you healthy.
You ignorant dolt. I said I am a trans and a vegan. So I am healthier than you. And I also show my junks to the kids for drag queen story time. So my social credit score will not be affected. I even put a Brandon and Kamala bumper sticker on my iPhone so everyone knows I am loving and liberal.
Hey everyone. We need to stop letting these liberals run society. If we do not stop them, we will all be turned into a pile of rubble and humanity will die.
You need to shut your soup hole right now, you loser. If you do not allow us liberals to run your lives, then we will be stuck still having humans, plants, and trees on Earth.
That is exactly my point. We all need to learn how to say no and quit giving in to liberalism or our society will be completely dead. Please, check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and keeps everyone up to date on all the latest news to help fight against the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check the schedule for the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
I would never ever check out the Proof Negative radio show. I am too loving and liberal. He does not believe in the communist agenda. That makes him a fascist and a communist. You all need to listen to our communist agenda or else we will call all of you fascists and communists. You all need to learn that you will all be eating Z-bugs and owning Z-nothing by the year 2030 or else. We need to get rid of humanity to a humanity.
Dang.
No joke. People are serious. But that's
so,
exactly right.
That episode was okay.
Yeah, it was good. It's so frustrating to hear because these are the exact same things that I read in Twitter, like the comment sections of Facebook. Like, these people are hive-minded. And then they say that about us. They say that about conservative-leaning people. God needs to move. Yeah. We need
you're
a real
a
move.
You're a communist, but you don't believe in communism.
Right, and then they call you fascist. Like, they've used and used the word so much that it has no meaning anymore. It doesn't carry any weight or have any significance. That sucks.
Yeah, I learned that when Ron DeSantis was not forcing scams and not forcing gene therapies in the school. So he was such a fascist and a communist for letting you make your decision if you want it or not.
Right, see, people don't know how to even use these words. They don't know history. And I think Hitler is the only person that killed millions of people. Yeah, no, he's not. One of many totalitarians.
The thing is that they're only upset with Hitler's name. They like his policies.
Right, clearly. Right. Damn shame. Well, yeah, thank you. Sometimes it gets my blood boiling. But I have to remember it is a cartoon, and I have to laugh.
Well, you don't have to if it's not funny.
Can you make some pasta?
I could laugh. I'm making pasta.
For me?
Yes. My son's like, are you making pasta? Yeah. For me? Yeah. What the heck?
Well, you're not making it for you, are you?
Yeah, right? Like, no. I don't eat pasta.
You
know? No, I gave it up so that I could just eat protein. I've lost 30 pounds so far.
Well, because I've been on keto since my hospital stay.
Ah. I think with keto you have vegetables occasionally. I don't have vegetables, no starches. I eat fruit, one piece of fruit a day, if that.
Well, I guess I'm bad today then. I had a Cara orange and a tangerine and a plum.
Nice. Those oranges, the carrots, are they like sour or sweeter than a regular orange?
Yeah, they're pink. They're pink on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not to be confused with blood oranges that are blood color.
Right, no, I've had those before. I've made meals with those. They're very good for savory dishes.
But grapefruits are really good for keto diets.
I believe it.
I started incorporating pumpernickel or sourdough bread in my arsenal just recently.
Yes, I eat sourdough. Yeah, same. I eat sourdough bread. But that fermentation is good for the gut.
Yeah, so
that.
I don't have any wrap or anything on either of my foot right now, so I'm somewhat back to normal.
That's good. I meant to ask you if you were going to be back to being barefoot.
Well, that's my goal.
But otherwise, you were going around with, like, booties on or something?
Just a wrap on my foot, that's all.
Oh, okay. Were you out and about like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, in the beginning I wasn't, but over the last few weeks I was.
This has been a long, slow road from recovery for you.
Yeah, so I'll probably need a minor surgery in the fall.
Really? For
yeah.
What?
Well, my fourth toe has maybe 10% feeling in it. And it goes a couple different directions.
Is it
so,
necrotic?
Well, that's where my injury was, so unless I can heal it myself.
Oh, man. So it's going to go, maybe? You might say bye-bye?
No. No, it's just a minor surgery.
It
it's not like amputating.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Yeah, I said minor. I didn't say major.
Oof. I wasn't sure if losing the fourth toe was a major.
No, it's major enough. You're losing a body part. But yeah, everybody including my wife didn't think I'd get this far.
Wow. Well, you beat the odds. Good for you.
Yeah. In record time, no less.
That is good. No joke, man.
I wish I knew anything about crypto this week.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, let's travel down the road together. Because I've been mining Pi. I'm sure you heard of Pi.
Yeah.
The value of Pi, like I say, 2 years ago was like not even a whole cent, and now it's worth like $37 or something like that. So. It had people pretty excited, but when you mine Pi from your phone, you make an agreement to not cash it in. You're just mining it.
Oh.
So you're useful for them that only, you know. But so I mine Pi, and every night I have the app set to remind me to check it so that I can remind it to mine. It stops after 24 hours, so if you don't keep mining it... And I have a friend who has, like, a few hundred Pi, and it was going to come to, like, $16,000 or something if she were able to cash it in. So we were, like, you know, quietly grieving the fact that she could not. That's one thing that I do stay on. But otherwise, it looks like Bitcoin's at 29K, which is cool because it's doing that little fluctuation at that high point, which it reached at 30. Not too long ago, 31 actually. So when it does the little fluctuations of the few thousand here and there, like your investment is really, it's not going to increase by much if you're just putting in small amounts, but you have to stay consistent. You just have to keep putting it in. I do, you know. Some people laugh at me, and there's still so many people who are misinformed about crypto, You know, they think because the government is coming out with crypto that it's really just proving that they created it to begin with and that all of it is one big game. But I disagree. And then, you know, me making quite a bit of money a couple years ago is something that I'm not laughing at. They can laugh all they want, you know? True. But I'm seeing some news about something called Pepe Coin that's overtaking Dogecoin, and Shiba Inu trading is up. I'm not sure if you're still in Shiba.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I sold some of it when it was higher, not now. Literally just sitting around holding a bag, but yeah, I went in pretty high, but it was like, at that point, people had already made millions of dollars. And a lot of people were being told not to sell. Because you know how you drop the value, and if you already have millions of dollars, once you cash out, like, you affect other people. So it's like the community almost has to take care of it themselves, but so many people look out for themselves only proof that it's like, it's impossible to have that be consistent across the board. So, yeah, one trader took on a 50% slippage for getting out of their Pepe position. I've never heard of Pepe Coin, and I'm pretty sure it's because I live out here in the Twilight Zone in New York. We're not allowed to do so many things and trade so many coins.
I only heard of Pepe Coin yesterday.
Oh, look at that. So it's newly launched. It garnered trading volumes higher than those of Dogecoin and Shiba Inu. Oh, boy. See, that's the kind of stuff that you almost, like, if you're a skeptic like me, you have to look into what they're doing with the coin long-term. Like, what is their plan? What is the team about? Do they stock themselves? Does everybody know who they are? That's the kind of stuff you look for. I'm not just looking for the news to tell me something exciting about a coin so that I can get FOMO and buy in and end up, again, holding a bag. Like we did with that stadium, what was it, crypto coin that we went in on, and it was like 50 cents, and then it dipped down to like 8 cents. I was like, ah. It was all this hype. You can't get in on that stuff. I don't get excited about this stuff like that. So Pepe trading volume surged to 250 million in 24 hours. Hmm. In the past 24 hours. And it had 100% price spike. No, yeah. CoinGecko shows that the exchange OKX has over 76 million in trading volumes with Pepe tokens. See? And they use Uniswap. I can use Uniswap, but I'm having a little bit of trouble. And I think that's Coinbase's fault. They have to really learn how to improve their application, because I try to go to Coinbase Pro and the Coinbase wallet to use Uniswap, and it's like it doesn't even connect with the wallet anymore. So that's a problem, because then I have to go to the laptop, and you know, it just changes everything the way that I trade. It changes the speed. I have to take a picture of my QR code. It's just so frustrating. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So Coinbase really needs to work on that. Like, all these other apps are constantly updating and fixing themselves and improving some bugs, but it's like Coinbase Wallet is never doing that. And for me over here, like, everything. I can't take my laptop everywhere with me. It's so convenient to be able to use my phone. Better than making a transaction at Walgreens and doing all that nonsense you had to do when you had to buy, Bitcoin that way. Pardon me. like throat is all messed up. There's fur.
Yeah,
like
this
fur in there.
Really night.
Sorry.
So, we've talked a little bit about the baseball card market before.
Yeah.
And cards have outperformed most coins over the last 2 years.
Absolutely. That's never going to die. Never.
So there's a new thing called card trimming.
Yeah, what is it?
And it's highly illegal, but people are doing it. So the essence is that the corners are beat up, so if you skim the card down just as kosh, you can get rid of some of the beat up corners.
Oh. How do they do that?
They cut it a certain way.
Mm. Using arts and crafts tools and stuff.
I'm not sure really how they use it. But I'm gonna play a clip on it.
Okay.
For him was the FBI had got one of Mastro employees to wear a wire, and this guy got Bill to tell him the story about how he had trimmed the card.
Bill Mastro discusses the condition of the card when he purchased it, talks about how it had bowed side borders shaped like a football, and how he trimmed the sides of that card in order to make it more attractive.
High-end sports card dealer and auction house owner Bill Mastro is one of the most notorious sports card scammers of all time. Mastro is well known for running a show bidding scheme from 2002 to 2009, and the scam involved submitting phony bids to artificially drive up the price of online and live auctions. In 2015, Mastro was sentenced to 20 months in federal prison for the fraud. But during the FBI investigation into Bill Mastro, it was discovered that he trimmed the edges of a T206. Honus Wagner baseball card. This card just so happened to be the first ever card graded by PSA and is one of the most expensive cards of all time. Get more information on Bill Mastro by watching the American Greed episode linked in the description. It tells all its crimes. Whenever we talk about card trimming, the name that always comes up is SGC founder Dave Foreman. You didn't hear a lot about SGC and Dave Foreman during the card trimming scandal of 2019 that we covered heavily over here at Sports Card Radio. That's because one of the people on the Blowout Forums uncovering all the information about trimmed cards is connected heavily to SGC and didn't want to see them thrown under the bus. In some of my reporting during 2019, I was told to remove cards and comments I made about SGC because one of the sources was connected and may have even worked at SGC at one point. But the fact remains that Dave Foreman is one of the founding fathers of card trimming. Foreman's name is even connected to Bill Mastro, as Foreman is listed as a show bidder on some of the items that Mastro auctioned. How does this impact SGC's business today? Foreman is apparently pretty hands-off, and the company is mostly ran by a guy I've talked to a couple different times and like quite a bit. His name is Peter.
Personally, I'm not thrilled with what I see.
There is some argument that these grading companies need someone like Dave Foreman in the room to determine what cards have been trimmed. There are very few people who know the card trimming and alteration world better than Dave Foreman. So has Dave Foreman crossed over to the good side and is now trying to prevent card trimming and fraud? Only the hobby can answer that question. Gary Moser, a.k.a. Scissorhands, is one of the most notorious card trimmers of all time. He teamed with PWCC to potentially trim tens of thousands of sports cards and make huge profits along the way. Here is just one small example of a Moser scam. In 2019, we received information of a 135-card submission Gary Moser sent to PSA, and then when the grading was finished, those cards were sent to PWCC for auction. 11 of the 135 cards were documented to be trimmed, 31 of the 135 cards while at auction at PWCC were shill bid by an account connected to Gary Moser. So much like Bill Mastro, Gary Moser would not only trim cards, but also shill bid his own auction. But Gary Moser's connection to PWCC ran much deeper.
I don't know what word you want to use on the message boards. How have you guys reacted to the message boards, reaction to you guys? And why do you think that there's so much anger there?
Well, message boards are inherently, they're a mixture. They're a mixture of good, hard-nosed, like, detective work and oversight combined with a tabloid. And so what you end up with is a mix. You know, there's definitely people who I think care deeply about this market trying to add value to it. There's no doubt in my mind. I know that for a fact. I also think for every one of those people, there's several others that are enjoying the drama and enjoying the attention that they may get for stating something slanderous or flamboyant. And for them, it's entertainment. Whatever. You know, it's a...
Brent Higgins is closely connected to Gary Moser. It was found that an eBay account for Brent Higgins would buy raw vintage cards on eBay. Then those cards would end up in a Gary Moser PSA submission. And those cards were found to be trimmed. It's rumored that Gary Moser was the personal card trimmer for PWCC's owner, Brent Higgins. It's maybe why PWCC Director of Communication Betsy Higgins told Sports Card Radio in 2019, quote, "We are very aware of who Gary Moser is." About a year after our coverage of PWCC that detailed specific instances of shill bidding, online marketplace eBay kicked PWCC off its platform for, wait for it, shill bidding. Much like Bill Mastro a decade before him, it appears Brent Higgins was and maybe still is involved in trimming high-end sports cards and placing bids to manipulate the very market on some of those cards. Mastro spent time in prison for his crimes. It remains to be seen if Brent Higgins will ever face the music for him. Another card trimmer closely connected to PWCC is Will Jamet, a.k.a. One Touch. In 2019, Jamet teamed with PWCC employee Jesse Craig to produce a repack product called Heroes of Sport. Group breakers, blowout cards, cardsmith breaks, Grand Slam collectibles, and latent sports cards all participated in breaking the product. The product featured tons of trimmed sports cards and caused headaches for the breakers associated with Heroes of Sport, as you can see from this correspondence we had with one of them. Jamet not only pumped trimmed cards into his product, but because of his close association with PWCC employee Jesse Craig, Jamet pumped tons of trimmed cards onto the PWCC marketplace. One small example are nine, yes, nine of these 2009 Donruss Elite Mike Trout autograph cards have been trimmed by Will Jamet. Nine of them. Just a small example of Will Jamet's scams that he's perpetrated on the hobby. They were all sold, by the way, on the PWCC marketplace. Not a whole lot of people will say bad things about card trimmer Eric Bitts. It's rumored one of the founders of Card Ladder designed the Buy Nice Cards website for Eric, and Eric, for years, has dealt in high-end sports cards that others want. If you have cards others want in this industry, people will be nice to you. There is significant evidence that Bitts has been involved in trimming and altering many copies of one of the most important sports cards of all time, the 2003-04 exquisite LeBron James rookie card. Many people in the hobby want this card, and Eric Bitts has had copies of this card over the years, trimmed them, and got BGS to grade them. How many of you know that at least 8 of these LeBron James exquisite cards, serial numbered at 99, have been trimmed? 8 of them. Eric Bitts is one of the people involving these LeBron James rookie cards. Jeff Wilson's buddy Jason Kuntz has long been known to be one of the early card trimmers in this industry. Kuntz is well-connected in this industry. He's buddies with Gary Vee and runs a fifth-tier grading company called ISA. People in the industry say you need to watch out for Jason Kuntz. I'll tell you something right now. If this guy ever approached me at a card show or anywhere else, he'd get dealt with real quick. It's a shame people look up to this clown, interview him, lob him softballs, all because he has cards that they want. Just remember, if you want to become big in this hobby, just obtain cards people want, and all your sins will be forgiven. Robert Fat Kid on the Block would trim everything from modern cards to vintage cards. Block was able to turn this PSA 9 Michael Jordan rookie card into a PSA 10. Robert Block trimmed 16 Upper Deck Ionic Tom Brady rookie cards, 16 of them. Block was even able to turn one into a BGS 10 Black Label. From modern cards to vintage cards, every big name card and set has been impacted by card trimming, and Robert Fat Kid on the Block is the one who has chopped a lot up. Evan Mathis was busy playing in the NFL when most people already mentioned. In this video, we're knee-deep in the card trimming game. An interesting question for Mathis would be, who taught him how to trim and alter sports cards? I doubt it's something he picked up while playing in the NFL and in NFL locker rooms. It's rumored that Mathis and many other card trimmers are banned by PSA and the grading companies. What should happen to these card trimmers? What should their status in the hobby be? That isn't something I can decide. It's only something you guys out there in this hobby who care so deeply about these cards and their value can decide for yourself.
All right, so that part's over. So we do have one of our BFFs calling in right now. I'll go ahead and bring them in.
Oh, nice. Well, Proofer, I just got to say real quick, like, I'm surprised. Vito, did you hear that clip? Like, they're literally selling baseball cards now, and it's accepted that they trim it off the ends to make it look brand new, but they're not.
Yeah, I was listening to it. I can't believe they even have aliens.
Like, how is this even a thing? And then you put them at auction and people buy them anyway? Like, you just made it mainstream.
The thing is, it's not legal, though, but people are getting away with it because if
right,
it's...
But do they pass muster proof?
They probably
I've
do.
Never seen, but, yeah, they said one of the grading companies, they let eight of them through.
But
no,
don't they put
know.
These things on, like, microscopes or anything like something like that just to make sure that everything is all right?
They're supposed to. But
yeah.
Now they'll have to... See, they're checking for corners, for creases. I'm sure they weren't checking
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sums.
The heck?
And all
that's
these cards,
insane.
I'm sure this modern day and age, they know the exact dimensions of, like, the nanometer as
yeah.
far as how, whatever it is.
How you doing, Vito Bovito?
All's good. I'm in Florida.
Oh, boy.
What part?
I just drove... I am in right now, oh my God, well, I have to go to, oh my God, I'm totally lost right now. I have to go to Gainesville, Florida. I'm about 40 miles out of Gainesville.
So did you go through Jacksonville?
No, I had a, I cut over right before, right after I crossed the border.
All right.
You sound sick,
so you're
right?
You're 85. Yeah, today's allergy day, so I'm not talking too well today.
Yeah, it just hit me just now, too. But any word on this Hunter Biden stuff and this FBI stuff with Joe Biden?
Nothing new, I guess, except more stuff is coming out, but it's like, we're the Bidens. We don't care.
Right.
I dare you
yeah.
to do something.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that Look, I don't expect anything to come of it. I'll say this. Exactly. I've said it before. There's so many people that have their hands in the cookie jar that they're just going to put a show, and that's it. Meanwhile, they're going to violate our rights. You know, the IRS, this January 6th bull crap. Did you see they found those four guys guilty of sedition?
Yeah.
And it's like they're weaponizing the DOJ now to use Civil War charges.
Even though they had the FBI in there, but the FBI the FBI agents are not getting arrested though.
No, they're not.
No.
You know what's funny, Proof? There was three people that were found to have guns, and one of them was an off-duty ATF agent, right? And one was a dude from Texas who was just like, I guess, you know, he didn't know. And another one was an unknown, just some name, who they let go the same day on his own recognizance, and he didn't even have to go back, and he wasn't even ever incarcerated. And at his trial, they just dropped everything. It's ridiculous. So what does that tell you?
Bad,
right? Ridiculous.
It's a shame. It really is a shame what's going on, and they're saying that this is all to get to lay the groundwork to go after Trump.
Right.
So his legal battles are not over.
Right.
Yeah. But
in a long shot,
Ray Epps is still
talking about
the streets.
That's right, Ray Epps.
And I don't understand how this dude can get away with this. Why is he not locked up?
You couldn't even step on the stairs and not see the inside of a jail cell. You couldn't even text about it.
He's waiting to pick up. It's insane. It is insane what's going on now.
I hate it.
Off the court now. This is what America has become.
That's right.
Now, I tell people, be ready. You see what I say to them.
Yes, I do. It's hilarious.
But it's
loving and liberal. Make sure you guys are... it always is, Proof. Yes. Yes, we have that homeless guy, that EDP that got killed the other day on the train.
Yes.
You know,
I was just telling him, there's protests galore now because of that one.
You know, I can't see Bragg not prosecuting the guy.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
they're just mad that they didn't release
the
name.
I blame the politicians for this.
Yeah, for sure.
Clearly, it rests on their shoulders because nobody's doing nothing.
Right.
You got judges who let EDPs go as long as they take their medication. They don't have to be incarcerated. They're not a threat. They're not a danger to anybody as long as they're on their meds. But as soon as they walk out of the building, they stop taking their meds.
Right.
What are you going to do? You promise you're going to take your medications? Yes, I swear.
Yeah.
Okay, you can leave.
You promise you'll be back in court?
Yeah. You know, just sign here. I don't want to sign. Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. That's basically what things have come down to in this world now.
I don't know what's worse, that. If you're an illegal, you could come in with no problem if you say that you're trans.
Yeah.
You know, that trans stuff is starting to really explode now, man. I mean, the Navy, the thing that the Navy is doing.
Right. Yeah, so stupid.
You know, I'm telling you, we are now turning. The Navy, from what I understand, is down 8,000 sails.
Yes.
They're below the whatever level that they need to operate there. 8,000 people below that number, and they're fucking excuse my language, and they're recruiting trans people.
Where are
they
giving
them
about
that?
You're
going to have mentally ill people who are going to actually go out and fight.
They're going to get offended for everything.
Come on,
everything. They won't even make it out there.
Come on. You saw they got rid of the guy from Space Force today, right?
No.
No.
The head of Space Force I forget his name. Apparently, he'll be on WABC Radio tomorrow afternoon. But he criticized CRT, and well, they call it DEI, but I call it DIE because that's what it is. That's all that agenda, and that's why they changed it. See, come on, DEI. Why not DIE? Die. It's crazy, man. It really is nuts. But they got rid of him. They kicked him out.
No, it's definitely nuts.
Hell in the handbasket. And this is the last stand. This country is supposed to be the freest country in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah. And according to Andrea Mitchell, she said, we're the wealthiest country in the world. We should be able to feed anyone who comes into this country.
Right.
I mean, like, where's this money going to come from? You know, two more banks are failing. Now, two more banks failing. One is called Western Pacific. They're saying that lost more than half its value. And there was another bank, I didn't get the name, but it was going to be taken over by TD Waterhouse, TD whatever it is, TD something. And they suddenly pulled out of the deal. So now the collapse is starting now. But according to Yellen...
Yeah, just like Corinne Jean-Pierre, the economy is great. It's much better now.
And illegals have been reduced by 90% crossing the border.
Right. Well, you know, Trump inherited the great economy from Obama, so.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Big Mike. Big Mike.
Get tired of you.
They never. No, you can't.
Great.
You can't.
There are
anywhere
people.
Anywhere in your retirement?
Still waiting, man. I need a date. That's it. Almost there.
I hope they forget about you.
I know. I could use that. Listen, that contract finally got a. What do you call it? The word.
Ratified.
Forgot the word. Excuse me. But yeah, we finally got a contract.
Good money.
We're gonna get a
retro. It's still not enough.
No, it's not. But 6 years worth of money that they owe me on the 4% raise, I'll take it. Thank you.
Wow.
I'll go visit that place in Utah that Proof keeps friggin' talking about.
St. George.
Yes, that. That.
There you go.
See? Travel. Get a pickup truck and an RV. You know, a little
nice
Mexican.
Drive.
I'm just kidding.
What
clean my
nice
house.
Drive, see?
Oh, my God. God help us. This country is...
Yep. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before the Chinese start doing their thing.
I mean, they already started. They already got freaking precincts. They got them in Canada. They got them here.
I'd like to know how that's possible.
Yeah, right? Like, people were like, hey, how were they allowed? I mean, the NYPD got locked down. They cut it once they found out. But they were, like, monitoring their own citizens, and especially on their social media.
What
they're doing
they
that
monitor?
For them. What are they doing to us?
Yeah, exactly. You got balloons in the air and human intelligence on the ground. Can't be good. Cannot be good.
I'm frying up some chicken over here.
There you go. What else? This debt ceiling stuff. What's going on with that? Is it really that bad?
I think so, dude.
It's going to be like a death by a thousand cuts if this gets passed.
Yeah, seriously. the inflation is kind of, we're going to have another Great Depression now. And remember what that was like. People were on long lines. Nobody was growing anything, so we were completely dependent on the government for these little stipends and this little bit. And people were a little bit more dignified back then and decent. But imagine,
now it's going to be,
right,
it's
with
gonna
the
be
world now, like,
now.
We all hate each other, and well, maybe not you guys. I hate everybody. You know? Maybe not you guys. You guys are nice. I hate everybody.
You know,
I will fight. I will kill for my kids, you know? For my kids, I will kill.
Well, the city of Chicago has been forced to rehire and pay lost wages to workers fired for refusing COVID vaccine mandates.
That's right. I heard they didn't include the health people, though. They didn't include the nurses and the doctors.
Well, this might have been city workers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine, and I appreciate that. And I hope that it goes into effect immediately, because, you know, when they did that here in New York, Mayor Adams, he fought it. He didn't accept the outcome.
Yeah, well, he
court.
Lost. The judge of San Allen, the judge of San Allen, basically said, you got to hire everybody back. It's good enough.
Good.
Wow, they're going to pay cops for a whole year's salary for not working. Oh,
that's a long time.
Oh,
in one spot. So
God.
That is, I mean, for them, who knows what they were doing to hold it down for the past year, but that's a great little check. And you know what's funny? One of my friends, he held out until the last possible minute proof. He put in medical exemption, religious exemption, and he got by about
and
3 months. And they got him, man, that he had to, he was about to be fired, and they said, if you don't get that vaccine, and he went and got one shot, that's all he wanted was one shot in everybody, and the next week that freaking thing came down from the Supreme Court. He was so mad.
Well, too bad it wasn't the batch from the, you know, from when they first started the COVID vaccine, because I'm pretty sure that stuff wasn't that bad.
Right.
It's the boosters that are bad.
Yeah, those are the ones. That's right. When people get, like, to the second and the third and the fourth, those boosters start killing them.
I got a friend
them.
Of mine. His wife got 3 booster shots.
Aye, aye.
Like, what the hell is she thinking? He said she believes everything they tell her. And he only got, he's a city worker. He only got the first shot because he had her. And he says, I'm not getting nothing else. And as soon as they push me to get the other stuff, I can retire and I'm getting out.
Don't mind me, that's pasta.
You know what? He's got 3 booster shots, man. You know,
yeah, I was talking to this girl in the spa. Her father had 4 booster shots, and unfortunately he passed away.
Well,
he got lung cancer. That's what took him.
You know.
And he said he never smoked a day in his life. He was the epitome of health.
And when he came down after he got the booster shot, he came down with lung cancer?
He got the booster, and he just started falling apart. He started losing organs. He started having all kinds of medical problems, and then finally the lung cancer. And because his health was failing in so many other ways, the chemo is what finished him.
Unbelievable.
Because his body couldn't handle it. It was too weak from being sick for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
From all this other shit. Horrible.
Only going to get worse.
And all this time, you get it from me. You're protecting me with your vaccine. The most ridiculous brainwash I've ever seen in my life. And the way that people are so oblivious, it drives me nuts. I hear teachers saying, I'm so thankful for the vac, because I got COVID and it would have been so much worse. But how do you know?
I'll tell you something. I'll get COVID 50 times if I had to. I'll still deal
like,
with it.
Really? Exactly.
So, Vito, I don't know if you saw this, but Chicago police stations are now being used to house illegals.
Yes, I heard about that, yes. Yep. Yep.
Oh.
The thing is, where are they putting them? In the lounge? Are they putting them in the cops' dorms? You know,
wow.
This is totally screwed up. This is totally and completely screwed up now what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they won't put them behind the bars. They'll put them everywhere else.
Yeah.
Right.
They'll put them behind the desk, too.
It's fitting that they're in the precinct.
Oh, my God.
You'll
be selling the desk off at a homeless person. A homeless EVP.
It's insane. Chicago is putting immigrants, illegals, to be housed in precincts now. Sorry, I just had to tell my boyfriend. Oh, we both didn't know that. That is insane. Madness.
It's bizarre, man. It's bizarre. Now you're putting homeless people in precincts.
Sorry, I'm not too talkative today. I could barely talk.
Now, what else? Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm starting to see more people wear masks now again. Now it's even more people wear masks. Totally. So wrong. What was I the other day? I was on Staten Island the other day. Some kid was, I was buying something. Some kid was wearing a mask. He took the mask off to do something, and when he was talking to me, he put the mask back on. And I looked at him like, dude, what are you doing? You know? I mean, come on.
Right, exactly. It's so nonsensical.
You know, you're putting
the
mask
back
on for what?
I'm supposed to see people with cloth masks. Like, what did we learn about that? Come on. You know, it's funny. I have some colleagues that started wearing a mask out of nowhere. And I was like, what's going on? And one of them was like, I got my front tooth pulled. Because it was rotten. And I was like, oh, okay. The other one is like, I had my lips injected with filler and they're all bruised and beat up.
Yeah.
So I give them a pass.
Someone said that JFK Jr., I forget who it was. Steve Bannon is out there throwing it that JFK Jr. and Donald Trump might run as a ticket.
You mean RFK?
RFK, yeah. I said JFK. RFK, yep.
I love that guy, but
that would be
the fact that he's running as a Democrat, like, wouldn't he know better? Come on.
And you hear him speaking, I'm like, why is this guy a Democrat?
Right. He's nothing, unless you consider him an old school Democrat.
His own family has disowned him.
Really? Wow.
The JFK side, they don't talk to him.
The same.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Crazy.
I hate this planet.
It's crazy, V. Oh, like I always say, if there's an asteroid out there, just, you know, come towards, you know, third planet from the sun.
The thing is that RFK Jr. is a classic Democrat, so the party left him.
Yeah, but he's not a progressive, though.
Right.
he's not a progressive. I mean, he's not the lunacy that's out there. You know,
I want to show you this, V. Believe it or not,
yeah,
I don't
go ahead.
Know. Oh wait, no, that didn't work. Let me see if it showed up on my wall. All right, it showed up on my wall. I could not link you for some reason.
I'll
I could tag you if I want.
All right, tag me. Here. Check it in a second. I got some raw chicken in my hand.
All right.
Raw chicken.
Go. Make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah. Thanks. That's good advice coming from Vito over there.
You'll get better, Poop. It's only a couple of more days.
Oh, I know. Last year I went through this for like a week and a half.
It's hit me now.
All right, what are we looking at here? Netflix is the new series called King of Collectibles. Golden Auctions has this raw Jordan rookie at $350,000.
I guess
what?
He graded it without going to a grader. So, without getting graded, if it's in mint condition, it's worth $20,000.
Whoa.
No, sorry, it's worth $12,000, not $20,000. Let me verify that.
A lot of damn money.
There's a lot of money in baseball cards.
Yeah, it's worth $12,000.
Wow.
Wow.
That's my most expensive card that I have.
Oh my god. That's good money.
Did you trim it, Pooh?
No, not yet.
Never. Holy crap.
Yeah, I can't believe people would do that.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Genuinely shocked. And disgusted.
You never got into cards, Vito, when you were a kid?
I did, but my mother threw them all out.
Oh, that hurts.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
My parents used to own apartment complexes and houses when I was a kid. And when people would move, they would leave their cards and comic books and stuff behind. So I got to keep them all. And when we moved from New York to Las Vegas, I could either keep some comic books or a shoebox full of baseball cards, and I chose the baseball cards.
Yeah, I got a cousin of mine. He's got two original Superman comic books.
Yeah.
And they're in perfect condition from what I was told. So I can only imagine what he could sell them for once that comes up.
So my dad made up for it. He was my employee when I had my card store. I had a brick and mortar card store from 2004 to 2006.
Well, I didn't know that.
They're still out there, too, man. You still see them. Not as much as used to, but they're still out there.
No, not as much.
Oh,
yeah,
since
right.
COVID, the market's been bigger than ever before.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I'll share one story real quick. Man, I sound like Robert Kennedy right now.
it's really hard to do, Rolf, but you do sound good.
I don't know if that's how you sound, really.
God, please forgive me. I'm not making fun of a man.
God bless him wherever he is.
So, on the last day my card store was open, I had a guy come in wanting to sell a vintage collection. At the time, was worth about $30,000 or so. And I told my dad I wanted it, and we made a deal where he would pay for it, then I have to pay him back with the cards I sell, and then I could keep whatever's left.
Oh, okay.
So I paid $1,500 for this collection. And the first thing I sold was a Wilt Chamberlain rookie that this thing was probably the best Wilt Chamberlain card as far as corners go. This thing was perfect.
Nice.
And I sold it for $900.
Even for $900, wow.
Oh.
You know, even
you
I don't
know
told, even when
now?
You think you got the
what's
the
worth
10,
now? God help us.
20,000.
Nah.
And if it graded at a 9, a PSA 9, I'm looking at like 100 to 125,000.
Woo!
Without even that's without batting an eye.
That's without what?
That you get 120,000 graded without batting an eye.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's insane.
Well, you know, I got a lot of Randy Johnson rookie cards. They're all 9, no 10.
Nice.
They're not worth nothing. The 10 is what you want. But you look at them and you're like, I don't see how there's something wrong with this card. You know, the corners look perfect, but I guess, you know, the graders, they didn't, you know, they saw, you know, whatever test that they do, they didn't, they determined it not to be a 10.
So yeah, I've been fortunate in my life to have some of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, man, listen.
Amen, amen.
I can hear you washing that chicken.
Yeah, I'm washing one bowl.
You make
I'm
a chicken collard?
I'm making chicken marsala, dude. Believe it.
Oh. What kind of mushrooms are you using?
I'm using the baby portobello.
I was going to say, you got to use portobello.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I like the white button ones, too, but I don't know.
You chop them up. That's all. You make them thin. That's all. You spice them thin. It'd be good.
Okay.
It's just that the marsala sauce with the mushrooms, it's just such a great combination.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's just...
Soon to
agree so
more.
Good.
Yeah. I got a stack of chickens now. Chicken boobs. About to make me some broth. I gotta put it over here. Put this down. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, it's not melting anything. Woo, dude. Making some chicken broth to go with the marsala. Everything got to be done fast, fast, fast.
Well, yeah, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I got
yes,
to at least start moving stuff around, you know? Moving things around. Move this freaking thing.
Yeah, I can't be that late.
Yeah, we can. We had a long day. I took my son... get a sonogram of his stomach. He's complaining of stomach pain.
Right.
But I think it's connected to his marijuana use and abuse.
Mm.
Don't mind that.
my pasta.
Yeah.
No, I only I use filtered water because New York is trying to kill us.
But Long Island doesn't use fluoride, though.
Right, like, whatever. Liars. Lies.
Yeah, it was a guy who was a social influencer who was trying to get people to get their COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, shit.
He's dead.
Shit.
He's dead. What a shame, man.
These people are young. They're in the prime of their lives.
Shouldn't be happening.
Agreed. Yeah, I've been seeing all these healthy athletes dying. Some Olympic medalists just died. And they think it's rude now to say, hey, just were they vaxxed? So it's like, let us try to get into a restaurant a few years ago or go traveling. And the first thing people ask you is if you were vaxxed. You couldn't even visit your family for Thanksgiving without being asked if you were vaxxed. So it's freaking ridiculous. But we can't ask them. It's rude. They're back.
But they can ask us if they're back.
Almost done.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that trip, I had to take my son for that sonogram. It was in Manhattan and East 41st Street. It was like going to hell. It was a nightmare. The traffic was heavy. It was raining. Nowhere to park. Not even double park. Couldn't even illegally park. It was just so bad. And I said, never again. And I begged him, please do not make appointments out here. This is very inconvenient for all of us. We were in the car for 4 hours. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. In Manhattan, you were in the car for 4 hours?
Yeah, like going there was like almost 2 hours, and then coming back up was 2 hours. Steady traffic. It's a nightmare.
Easy for me to drive to Florida.
I hate it. I never want to go there. I don't have any business in Manhattan, ever. You got to be out of your mind to go there. For anything. All right. Now.
Have we heard anything else from the Tucker Carlson stuff going on, or is it still...
No.
Still
I just love how he's been trolling them. I love it. I heard, what was it I heard about Tucker Carlson? What's he going to be doing now? Is he looking to do something with somebody?
It hasn't been announced yet.
GOP.
Oh, he's going to moderate the GOP debate. Right, maybe. We'll see. That's exciting, huh? Better than having
Chris. Trump is not going to be in it.
I mean, GOP?
He said he's not going to be in the debate.
Oh, Trump said he's not going to be in the debate?
He said, why should I be in the debate if I'm up by 40 points?
Well, he's involved in the talk, so we'll see. He might change his mind.
Trump might do it if it's Tucker.
He might do it if it's Tucker. Think of that.
True.
Thank you.
That's my electric grinder. Sorry.
So Nigeria right now is trying to get their population to do their central bank digital currency.
Yes, and they're already keeping people from getting money. They've got long lines at the banks. That's all. The people complaining, fighting, fist fighting over who's next at the ATM.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, not good. It's not good. What a disaster. Like, the transition is not even smooth. They're just like, guess what? We're not going to let you get more money.
If that happens, though, we're going to be getting more phone calls from the princes saying that they have $1 million if we help them.
We need you to deposit this in your bank account for us. As you know, we have no access to cash. Let me stop.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I used to get emails from them, I used to have to call 1PP, 1 Police Plaza.
No way.
Yep, I used to give them the phone number, 1 Police Plaza. Ask for Ray Kelly.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
That is great.
Simple humor.
That is brilliant. I love it.
Yeah. You know, but that kid, that Marine, man, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go for him. I think Bragg is going to do him.
Probably. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you put somebody in a chokehold and you kill them. Like, what are you going to do, dude?
Well, the cops can't do it.
Right? We're not allowed. You're definitely not allowed.
The cops aren't allowed to do it, so I don't understand. What's the problem here?
Right. I think what it is that people are mad at the way the mayor is handling it. Like, he just keeps mentioning the homeless guy's mental illness instead of talking about how he was murdered and he won't refer to it as a murder. He won't call it a homicide. A lot of stuff. Making people mad. He's good at that. He's good at making people mad.
I think he's smoking more pot now than he was when he was a cop.
You might be right, bro.
I'm telling you.
Maybe
they had him dead to rights, man. What are you gonna say? Shall see. So, this digital currency stuff is starting to, I think that Levin mentioned it today, that, you know, that the banks are starting to fail, and he said they're going to bring in digital currency. You watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use it. They're going to use it. And he said it's like they're almost intentionally causing banks to fail.
Well, it won't be until July, because that's when the Fed Now is coming.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And that's going to be with Chase, I'm sure, Citi, which other ones?
Bank of America.
Bank of America. Oh, by the way, I like your Sex University of Northern Tennessee. I like that one.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoy that one. That's a good one. It's as good as can't understand normal thinking.
Right.
That's a good one.
So did you see that the chain store Tuesday morning is going out of business?
Never heard of it.
The Bath & Beyond? No, I heard about that. Not that one.
I never. Where are they Tuesday morning?
They're all across the U.S.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I know Nordstrom now is the latest. Nordstrom is the latest store to pull out to close its stores in San Francisco.
Yeah, I heard about that, and Whole Foods and Amazon stores.
Whole Foods too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
Bed Bath & Beyond is allegedly going completely out also.
That's right.
Yeah,
my mom is grieving. My mom's
Staten Island store closed. Yeah, the Staten Island store had gone.
They had
even
been closing stores
Staples,
for a while.
Yeah, even Staples is starting to downsize.
Do you think this is because they refused to sell My Pillow products, or they were just supporting BLM?
A little bit of everything, I guess.
Probably, yeah. Curious.
But there's a Bed Bath & Beyond that I could walk to, and it's not a very exciting store to begin with.
Right. You have to really need something from there to go.
And then there's a Best Buy right next to it.
Right.
Which I'm surprised they're still in business.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Best Buy, I'm shocked that they're still in business. They are. I've gone into a couple of them, and they're not, they don't have the clientele like they used to.
Right.
You know, and I bought an 85-inch TV for my house. And I think it ran me like $800, $900.
Okay.
I forget the price. 4G, and let me tell you something. You want to watch sports, watch it on an 85-inch. If you get bigger, get bigger. It's so good to see. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got rid of our TV a few months ago.
Oh, wow. God bless you guys. I still have, but I use it with homeschooling. I do a lot of educational videos. I don't watch it. I just canceled my Fubo TV subscription. I don't watch TV. And they were charging me like $89 a month. Initially, I started at 64. So I was like, oh, no. Sorry. Okay,
yeah, we don't watch TV, so why are we going to... Yeah, we didn't want it.
Good.
Yeah, I like watching my history channels. That's stuff I enjoy watching when I'm home.
Same. I actually been watching a little bit more Nat Geo, but once I get rid of cable altogether, I won't have that.
And you know what? I have Pluto TV. I watch that. It costs me nothing to watch.
Yeah.
They don't have anything current on there. That's all repeats, though, right?
Yeah, that's the problem with Pluto. Yes, it's all old stuff. That is the truth.
That's Marsala going in.
Okay.
You make how thick are your cutlets? You make them thin?
I pounded them out. I had to mute myself a few times so you guys didn't hear it. But yeah, I do. I cut the breast in half and then I pound them.
You have
it
to make
bit.
Them thin. You can't make them too thick.
So do you make schnitzel also?
I had a good schnitzel a couple of months ago in a German restaurant. I had that and a nice big beer.
Was it a Bud Light?
No, it was a German vehicle. It was funny. I was in my Pennsylvania house last week, and I haven't been there in a while. I open up the fridge, and what do I see? Freaking Bud Light. Yeah. And I'm like, it's like huge. It's like big Bud Lights. And I'm looking at the cans. I says, okay, it doesn't have Dylan on them. These were from when my son came here last year, so I'll keep them here for the time being. But you know that Budweiser lost 20% already of their Bud Light sales?
No.
20%, Ray. 20%.
That's wild.
And apparently, you know, they're upset with the CEO, who apparently knew nothing about what was going on. They got rid of that woke woman, the marketing person, and they got rid of the person above her, you know, and yet all we hear is Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News, you know, and meanwhile the woman, they said they put her on leave, and they put him on leave also.
Right.
They've already been replaced. So what does that tell you? They got fired, but they got fired.
Exactly. What do you mean, like, leave? They had to probably do something that wouldn't get them sued, though. So they probably just did
absolutely.
A little.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's a couple $1 million, and I get lost.
Yeah. Nice severance.
And you will not get a good referral from us either, so don't put us down for a reference.
But
well, you
still
made the news, so that's your referral.
That's the question.
Right.
I don't know if they cut ties with him.
I can't believe that Maybelline rushed out after that debacle and signed him as a sponsor or a spokesperson.
I'm saying, like, right.
My question
was
where are the women out there? Where is Gloria Steinem in all this? You got trans women being made Women of the Year.
Yeah, not right.
Yeah,
the
but it's
powerful
liberal.
Woman in America is a trans person. It's so liberal. They had a mass shooting.
Oh, go ahead.
They had a mass shooting in Serbia the other day.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Eight kids and one guard were killed.
Right.
By another. I don't know if it was a student though, but it was a teenager. He walked in. He started shooting the place up. So much for freaking gun control, man.
Right. And I'm pretty sure Serbia has strict gun laws.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. But they'll say, oh, America has more. America is more violent. America has the most. So America's the only country
Maybe
that counts suicide as gun violence. The only country that does that. No other country does it. Thank you.
I was going to ask you if you saw that Washington State passed that the government could take away your kids if you refuse to let them have a gender transition surgery.
Yep.
Yes, I heard that.
They passed it?
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Insane.
Man.
I'm
telling
you, they should just really annex that part of the country. Like, let it just be.
Holy my God, man. What a shame.
Shit shows everywhere.
Yeah, and then there's special housing that they can get. They tell the kids that you can't tell your parents that we're doing a gender reassignment surgery on you.
You mean they could do the, they could do the process and not and not and, and keep the parents out of the loop completely?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's insane.
Yeah, anytime someone says you better not tell your parents, then you always
tell,
need
your,
to
parents.
Tell your parents.
Right, exactly.
That's the first thing you should do.
That's the shadiest thing you could tell a kid.
Wild.
Yeah.
Right? What a world we're living in. Living in crazy times, man.
Well, not everybody can go to Central University of North Tennessee, though. So what else is going on, Vito?
Nothing much else. It's all, you know, it's all quiet. I got another kid, he graduated the police academy the other day.
He's not going to work for Manhattan, is he?
No, no, he's in Brooklyn. He wanted Staten Island. And, you know, I said to him, I says, are you out of your mind? You want to work on this? Everybody out here, you know, cops out here write other cops. They write families out
yeah.
here. It's like a cancer. It makes no sense. Mm. You know, they do it without thinking anything. Even my oldest, right before he went in, he was, you know, I would ride his motorcycle and the directional, the toggle switch sometimes worked and sometimes it didn't work. Right? So this is right after some moron on Staten Island was doing wheelies with his girlfriend on a motorcycle. He crashed and they both wound up getting killed. So my son is riding to work. He gets pulled over. Failure to signal. He didn't have the registration had expired that day, that night. He didn't even realize it. The registration, the inspection also goes the same day. He gave him a summons for no helmet. It was a novelty helmet. And he gave him an insurance. He gave one for no insurance. And I said to him, I said, your bike is not insured? He goes, Daddy, I was standing there. I had the insurance card in my hand. And he gave me a summons for no insurance. I don't understand why he did that. I said, did you tell him that your father retired? He said, yep, he didn't care. And I told him I'm going to the academy. I had the letter. And he ignored that, too.
Wow.
Lo and behold, after all was said and done, I told him on your lunch break, you go to motor vehicle and you're going to find out if your bike is insured. So you got to make sure that it's insured. He went and it was insured. I said, all right, so you got to get the bike registered and you got to get it inspected. You do everything there, that's all. And, you know, you buy a helmet and you show it to the judge. $1,500 later in fines.
Jeez.
$1,500 later. And one day I'm riding with him, driving with him, and I said to him, I says, what happened with that cop that gave you the summonses? He goes, yeah, he got promoted to sergeant. I'm like shaking my head like I'm cursing. I'm, what a piece of crap. And my son said, Dad, don't worry. I'm going to be his boss one day. That's what he said.
That's right. That's the goal. That's how you do it.
Hey, we have
my friend
one
Nikki.
More person who wants to join the crowd today.
Is it Pianchi?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hail, the band's all here.
All right, you know, tonight I went to the COS group. We assembled and we had a guest, a lady who's with the Partners for Ethical Care, and she was talking about the very thing that Proof made mention of as far as what they're trying to do with children. You know, in Louisiana, we got a bill coming up that restore the fundamental rights of a parent over their child.
Oh, nice.
And you should see Yeah, you should see the opposition that's coming out. This is a very organized and funded organization.
Why are they opposing this?
Makes no sense.
This is what I don't understand.
You got these groups. You got these groups, man, that's against that. You know, Joe Biden said it once, and I think he said it twice. He said that those are not your children. They're our children. And then,
yeah, he did say that.
Before that, he made mention about deputizing teachers under Title IX to, you know, when they're working with a child and trying to carry them through that what's called grooming, or when a child comes to the teacher and complain about it, they're not supposed to tell the parents. And you got these gender assignment, reassignment doctors that's popped up all over the place. They're getting paid with Medicaid, by the way.
Oh,
and
getting paid handsome for that.
It's just an attack. It's an attack on kids. I talked to one guy. He said that his daughter, at 13 years old, is just now learning about the Revolutionary War. That's high school. Yeah, so
crazy.
This is what's going on, man. These people are, you know, Louisiana. What you got is kids coming out of Alabama, or maybe not Alabama, but I know they're coming out of South Carolina. They're coming out of Texas. Oh, yeah, they're coming out of Alabama, too, because Alabama restricts that type of medical attention. So they come to Louisiana, and they go through all these changes, whether it's puberty blockers or even to the point where it's surgery. So you got to keep your eyes open. You got to pass these laws in your state that prohibit that. But look out for the opposition that's going on.
I remember back
in 2000, and they had this conference. I talked about it before. It's called the Fifthgate Conference. You can look it up, Google it. It was held in Massachusetts, and it was where they were busing elementary students into this college campus. I can't think of the name of the college up there in Massachusetts. And they had a workshop. And the topic that was going on in the workshop, I've, you know, talked about them before. Now, this is in 2000. It was put on by this company called Glensen, G-L-S-E-N, which was founded by a guy by the name of Kevin Jennings. And, of course, the conversations that was going on was about fisting, F-I-S-T-I-N-G, and also whether I should swallow or spit it out. Now, these are kids as young as 12 years old. And Kevin Jennings, when Obama became president, he was assigned to the Obama administration as a state school czar. And you know the rest is history. So this is fact. And see, here's the point. They don't expect for people my age and others, that's the predominant ones at these meetings, they don't expect us to be living long. And our kids don't know anything about the attack. So, therefore, they will have carte blanche to do whatever the hell they have to do. And, yes, it's being funded by people like the George Swalls, who's funding these organizations. There's several of them. I can't name them. But there's several organizations that's going to your state legislatures, buying them off, and even your Congress, like I said. We got to fight it. And you got to teach your kids. You got to bring your young people to these discussions. I mean, as young as possible. Reading to them.
Young
Mary had a little lamb. Read to them the Constitution and the Confederate papers.
That's right.
So, no one could have told me 10 years ago, Doc. B, I'm sorry. No one could have told me 10 years ago that I would be involved in something like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
10 years ago, no one could have said that I would have been thinking along the line actions like Article 5 of amending the Constitution.
They want to try it. That's what they want.
Yeah, he's trying to create a whole new subclass, voting block. That's what they're doing. Now, we know that there's children that have these mental problems. But parents should be in on these decisions. You know, they had a testimony before the vote in the Louisiana General Assembly where one girl, and I forget how old she was about 16 if she was that age. And she had a breast removed, I think, when she was 15. And she's talking about she wished she had never done it.
Yeah, well, too bad
now.
Yeah, and when you have these groups that befriend these kids, send them text messages talking about you always have a roof at my house, in those type of discussions, that's really demonic. You got some evil stuff going on. Evil stuff.
True.
Sickening.
And who in the hell would have thought you'd be having these conversations? In the 1970s, who would have thought you'd be having these type of conversations?
Never.
The items
nobody.
That we've experienced.
Nobody.
Who would have thought that?
Nobody.
If you went back in time and told people this is what's going to happen in 2023, they'd be laughing at you. Get out of here.
Right, exactly.
You got the governor of New Mexico is building, promoting a abortion clinic on the Mexico Texas border, so women coming out of Texas and just travel to that location right across the border and get their babies killed. You know, there's this fantasy, there's this fanatical frenzy on killing babies. My goodness.
Yeah, it's wild. Brainwashed. Ignorant.
So, you know, I really enjoyed the conversation. We had people come in and join up to COS. But one thing I told the crowd, I said, look, you got to get your kids there. I mean, one gentleman came in and said, you Bianca? I said, yes, he had two boys, his two sons. And I told him, you know, I'm very, very touched to see you come walking in with your two young sons. You got to get your kids involved in this. I'm sorry. You got to get your grandkids involved. They should be at every meeting. This should be a lesson plan for them.
Lower the iPad.
Education on the founding documents of the country, the movies, the soldiers. You can't talk about it too much. You just got to hone it in.
Yes, I agree. And if they think they're too young for the Constitution, but not too young for drag time story hour, drag queen story hour, then, you know, they just got their priorities in a different place.
I mean, there's got to be a reason why they're targeting children.
To get them early in. To get them in, caught
Come
up
on,
in confusion
man.
And chaos.
Kids,
and yeah, but then they don't get to reproduce and have kids, and they lower the population another way.
I mean, they're saying that I was listening to, I forget what show, radio show it was. Oh, it's a Frank Morano. He's on Midnights. I listen to a lot when I'm driving. And he said, the younger generation, they're not having sex anymore. It's the craziest thing. They don't meet in bars. They don't meet people in bars. Everything now is all done online. If you approach someone in a bar and then, you know, say hi to them, they think you're a freak or a pervert. I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? I mean, society has changed completely.
Sorry, Piaki, my voice is almost out, so I'm not talking too much.
We forgive you.
It's funny, they had a video of that kid Dylan Mulvaney on Price is Right, and it's man, and he enjoys life, I get it, but do it as a man, don't do it as a woman.
That show went so downhill.
I have
in
a lot
last 5 years.
I haven't seen it, like I haven't seen it in a long, long time, so. You know, but it's just, you know, they put them on, it's out there to be on social media and whatnot. You know, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. Mm-hmm.
All right, will anybody have anything else?
Nah.
No, not me.
It's all quiet here. I think I'm all chatted out.
Yeah, I think if we're all done, I'm going to end for the night because I'm not able to hold a conversation right now.
Yeah. All righty.
Respect that.
All right, Bianchi, thank you for calling. I'm going to go ahead and end it right now. I'll be back Monday. At least I don't have a show tomorrow.
Yeah, you get to recuperate.
Right. All right, everyone. So please support the other shows on over the weekend. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative.
Good night, guys.